I've been praying about this meeting since the first of the year. Amen. That God would give us a move of the Holy Ghost at Allentown. It's one of our rallying points. Amen. We need a move of God right here at Allentown this week. And we're heading the right direction, aren't we? Praise God. Appreciate Brother Donnie asking us to come and preach today. And trust the Lord would help us. And I want the Lord's will done here today. I want you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Last night, as I was in the trailer, trying to pray through again about this, seemed like yesterday every preacher that preached just shot another hole in my message and took another piece of the puzzle away from me. And I'm going to try to preach this today. Brother Donnie asked us a few weeks ago, and it just seemed like this is what we need to do. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 1. The Bible says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" Would you stretch your hands toward heaven and ask the Holy Ghost to help us this morning in this morning service. Father, I need you, Lord, to help me. Holy Ghost, quicken us today. Use us for the glory of God today. Oh, God. Holy Ghost, settle on this congregation. Thank you for everything that's been said and done to this point. Help us now, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to preach today, and you probably will hear some of the same things that you've already heard, seem like theme of the meeting, but I want to go ahead and preach this today. And I don't want you to fall out with me on my title today, because I know it might be just a hair controversial, but I'd like to preach today on carnal Christians. Carnal Christians. Amen. I want to start by simply stating this, that this by no means will be a comprehensive study, amen, on the subject of carnality, for you don't have time. Amen. But I do want to draw your attention to this text today here in 1 Corinthians. You see, Paul, this is his first epistle to the church at Corinth. Paul had been the one that had founded this church in the city of Corinth. Corinth was a city of great corruption. I mean, it was a place of great commerce. Every imaginable industry at the time would be found there in the city of Corinth. It was a thriving metropolis. And at the same time of its great commerce, it was also a place of great corruption, for every imaginable sin done under the sun could be found in this city of Corinth. And right here in this wicked city of Corinth, Paul comes on the scene and begins to preach the gospel. Amen. Aren't you glad for the power of the gospel? Amen. That changes men's lives. Amen. That ought to give us courage today to know that even though we are in a land of great corruption, the power of the gospel still works. That's right. I said the power of the gospel still works. Amen. But now it has been a time since the apostle has been there, and he has been contacted concerning problems in the church. Many controversies have sprung up in the house of God, and now they contact the man of God. Amen. Wanting his advice and wanting his instruction and wanting to know what Paul has to say about the matter. You know, a lot of times we say that we want New Testament churches in this hour and we really need them. But when you read through the first epistle of the book of Corinthians, amen, you find out a lot of times that we do have New Testament churches, amen, around. Amen. Amen. And notice this here. He gets to chapter number 3 and he begins to deal with the root of much of their trouble. Amen. He said, brethren, notice that, brethren, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Hallelujah. The first thing that I want you to notice this morning is the characteristics of carnality. Amen. Notice the description that Paul uses, amen, concerning the Corinthians' carnality. Brethren, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Amen. Paul found them as babes. Amen. Paul uses stern language as he holds the Corinthians accountable for their carnality. Amen. He could not come to them and talk to them on a high spiritual plane. Amen. But he starts out by saying, amen, you are yet babes in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Babies are attractive, amen, as long as they grow up. Amen. But a baby that stays a baby for 20 years is a tragedy. Can you say amen this morning? Amen. Oh, hear me today. Amen. Many times in this church world that we live in, our sanctuaries have become nurseries and our preachers have become babysitters trying to pacify the people. But hear me this morning. I think it's high time that folks grow up in the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I need the Holy Ghost to help me this morning. Amen. I found this the other day. Amen. One preacher writing talked about babies, and notice his description of babies. He said, babies are self-centered. Amen. Have you heard that already in this meeting even yet today? Amen. Babies are self-centered. 2 Timothy 3 and 2, Paul warned the church and the man of God and said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Amen. He goes on and catalogs a lot of other sins. Amen. But the root of much of our trouble is that we are self-centered. Amen. We are lovers of our own selves. Amen. He goes on to say that babies, amen, they have short attention spans. Amen, they are dependent on others for all their needs, and they go for things that glitter. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen an hour when people are so easily distracted, amen, from spiritual things and from holy things? That's right. We get easily distracted. Amen. Just a little glitter of the world, it turns our attention from that which we are supposed to be looking at. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember what Paul told them. Amen. Here in the book he said, amen, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Babies go for things that glitter and they have no sense of values. Hallelujah. We live in an hour today when people put more value on temporal things than they do spiritual things. That's right. Amen. They often have problems with their priorities. Amen. They put more value in the things of this world than they do the things of God. Amen. People get caught up trying to obtain the things of the world. They feel like if they could just obtain some more of this world's system and this world's riches, amen, that everything will be all right. Amen. People put more emphasis on overtime than they do church time. Come on now. Amen. I want to preach to us today. Amen. We better be careful that we do not stay babies in the things of God. It's a time, amen, to get rid of carnality and take on more spirituality. Hallelujah. Amen. Help me, Holy Ghost, this morning. Babies are illiterate and ignorant of much they need to know. Their own wants are predominant. They are ruled by their appetites and move fitfully from one thing to another. They are unable to feed them themselves, protect themselves, or to defend themselves. They cannot see beyond their little world. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. When's the last time your vision and your burden reached beyond you and your family? Hallelujah. Oh, come on now. I said, when's the last time that your vision reached beyond you? Amen. Have we forgotten in this hour that this world is bigger than we are? Oh, hallelujah. Where's our burden tonight? I said, where is our burden at in this hour? Amen. For those that sit outside the doors of the Holiness Church. Amen. I don't think just because we're holiness that we cannot be evangelistic. Amen. I think we need to grow up. Amen. And get spiritual enough. Amen. To reach out to this world and see somebody get redeemed by the power of the blood of Jesus. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Babies enjoy being the center of attention. Pastors, have you ever heard anybody like this in your church before? amen, and soon learn how to get their share of it. Amen, babies, they give no thought for the needs and the concerns of others. Oh, hallelujah, where is our care and our compassion for those that sit on the pews with us? Amen, Jesus gave that famous parable about the man that fell among thieves. That's right. Amen. The priest and the Levite passed by on the other side. Amen. And finally the Samaritan walked by. Amen. And bound up his wounds and carried him to hell. Amen. Many times because of our carnality. Amen. We have too much priest and Levite in our churches and not enough Samaritan. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I said hallelujah. Amen. Oh, that we could see beyond our little world. Amen. And have concern and care for those that sit among us. Amen. Brother Myron Vaughn had it right last night in the youth service. Amen. When we were called. Amen. To help others. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm glad to be at camp meeting. Amen. Because I know I'm in a place where I can get help. Hallelujah. I look across this crowd of preachers this morning. I feel the least among you, brother. Amen. I wish that somebody else had preached it. Amen. But I want you to know I need your help. Hallelujah. I said, I need your help. And if there's any way I can be a help to you, amen, help me to be spiritual enough, amen, to reach out a helping hand and help somebody in this hour. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Babies, they give no thought of needs, about the needs and concerns of others. They are demanding. Amen. They get themselves in the most frightful messes and seem blissfully unaware of it. Amen. Babies demand a great deal of care. And I added this one myself. Babies cry about everything. Come on now. Amen. I don't want you to take me as a smart aleck this morning. Amen. But the fact of the matter is we've got too many crybabies in the house of God. Want to cry about everything. Amen. The PA's never right. The thermostat's never right. The preacher's never right. Amen. Sometimes they feel like, amen, I feel like some folks feel as if they're there to make sure the pastor stays in line. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you something. If you're always crying about everything that's going on in the house of God, amen, that might be a good signal that somebody needs to grow up a little bit. Hallelujah. Amen. I said it's a good signal, amen, that you need to crucify the flesh and get carnality behind you and take on more of the Spirit of God. Amen. Folks come to camp meeting and so carnal, amen, they can't see anything good. They just want to point out everything that's wrong. Amen. Brother Eugene, I ain't found nothing wrong yet except the electric keeps going off. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, this morning, amen, what about it? Amen. Are we spiritual enough? Amen. That we can grow up enough? Amen. To get beyond some things that we're fighting against in this hour. Amen. We're living in the last day. I said we're living in the last day. It's time the saints of God, amen, grow up. Hallelujah. Amen. Get beyond our carnality. Amen. And become more spiritual. Not only did Paul find them as babes, but I want you to notice this. Paul fed them as babes. Amen. He said, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. It was not a lack of teaching, for Paul had stayed with them a year and a half. Amen. He had labored among them as an evangelist first, and then a pastor and a teacher. But now, because of his absence, he gets a letter, and he's forced to write this epistle back to them. He cannot deal with them on the great truths of the other epistles that we read about. He cannot walk through the Old Testament types and shadows and tell them about Jesus. Amen. He can't even delve into the full course doctrines of theology. Amen. Soteriology and eschatology and every other ology you can think of. Hallelujah. Amen. He's not able to do that. He is forced to deal not with doctrine, but rather he is forced to deal with divisions. Amen. And discipline and demonstrations. Hallelujah. Amen. Hear me today. Amen. What are we missing out on because of our carnality? Oh, hallelujah. These blessed pastors here this morning, amen, Sunday after Sunday, forced to deal with the same issues. Amen. Hear me today, young people. Just because you're young does not mean you can stay a babe in Christ. Amen. Oh, we struggle over the same issues day in and day out. Amen. I wonder what we're missing out on, Brother Meadows, because of our carnality, because we refuse to grow up in the things of God. Amen. We have to go through and preach the same thing over and over and over again. I'm trying to preach to Allentown today. It's time to grow up. Hallelujah. I said it's time, amen, that we put this carnality behind us and we get into spiritual things again. Amen. I want to know today, do you satisfy yourself? Are you seeking after the meat of God's Word? Or are you satisfying yourself with the milk of God's Word? Amen. A lot of times we are satisfied, amen, just for a preacher that can come in and move our emotions. Come on now. Amen. I love shouting and rejoicing, and it'd be a good day to do a little bit of it right here. Hallelujah. Amen. But I want you to know something. Amen. What good is our shouting? Amen. If it's shallow. Now listen. I despise when people point that finger and they say shouting is shallow. They're usually the ones that don't do any of it. Amen. But you know when shouting becomes shallow? It's when you try to shout over sin. And you try to shout over worldliness. Come on now. Amen. Oh, you're backing up on me right here. Amen. Oh, I tell you, I believe in the emotion of it. But friend, hear me. We cannot be satisfied only with that. Amen. How are we living when the shouting is over? Amen. When Sunday's over and Monday comes and we go to work and we're face to face. We go face to face with those sinners on the job. Amen. Did that experience we get on Sunday night get down deep in our heart enough that we have character, amen, and integrity before the sinners that we faced with every day? I tell you, we need a move of the Holy Ghost, amen, that takes carnality out of our heart and puts the Spirit and the power of God in our life. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at the consequences of carnality. Amen. He says in verse number 3, for ye are yet carnal, whereas there is among you envying. Amen. This carnality that breeds competition. Come on now. That word envying can be interchanged with jealousy. Amen. Jealousy about spiritual things leads to competition in spiritual things. But hear me, it's already been preached enough in this meeting, amen, for you to know it's the truth. Amen. Competition has no place in the church. That's right. I said competition has no place in the church, not in the pew, nor in the pulpit. Hallelujah. I said competition has no place in the pew or in the pulpit. Amen. We're not competing against each other today. We're on the same page. Hallelujah. Amen. We're soldiers in the same army. Amen. I said we're soldiers in the same army. This is not an hour, amen, to push another down. This is a time to push each other forward. Hallelujah. I said it's an hour, amen, when we need to get spiritual enough to know, amen, that God can use somebody besides you. That's right. I said God is able to use somebody but you. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, people get all tied up competing for positions. Amen. Trying to outdo each other. Amen. Competing for Sunday school classes and competing for choir solos. Amen. I want to tell you something. That's so carnal. That's right. Amen. Hear me, brothers. I'm the least of you today. Amen. I know that. Amen. But it disturbs this young preacher when it seems like we can't hardly to fellowship like we need to because we're afraid somebody else might get our meeting.
or might get our invitation. Hallelujah. Amen. Hear me today. Amen. I'm not fighting against these brothers. Hallelujah. Amen. These brothers out here in the trailers. Amen. I'm not the enemy and you're not my enemy. Hallelujah. We're on the same page. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope you all schedule a year ahead of us. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have nothing to give. Amen. I have rejoiced when I've heard since the first of the year how God is pouring out revivals here and there. Amen. I wasn't there. Amen. But I'm sure glad they had revival. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have to be an evangelist to have revival. Amen. I just want the kingdom of God filled up in this hour. Hallelujah. However God fixes it, that's good enough for me. I said, however God orders it, amen, that's good enough for me. Amen. Let's put some of these childish attitudes behind us and go on to victory today. Notice what he said. For a while, one said, I'm of Paul. Amen. And I'm of Apollos. Are you not carnal? Well, he's not my favorite preacher. Well, since Brother Rich ain't here tonight, I'm not going to get in with Brother Meadows. That's all right. You just sit there. I'll back him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm Apollos. But what did Paul say about that? Amen. Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Hallelujah. That's what we're needing, isn't it? We've had enough decrease. We've had enough backup. Amen. We've had enough turnaround. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. It's time to get a little increase. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I said it's time that we band together. Amen. And have a little increase in the house of God. Amen. I want to know something today. Whose kingdom are you building? That's right. Whose kingdom are you building? Are you building God's kingdom? Or are you building your kingdom? Amen. Don't ever forget the parable that Jesus spoke. Amen. When you build your house on any other foundation than the solid rock Christ Jesus, you are building on sinking sand. You may attain a following. You may attain a crowd. Amen. But friend, if it's not ordained of the Holy Ghost and backed by the Spirit of God, your kingdom will crumble. Amen. You may attain it through politics and campaigning. Amen. But I tell you what I wish to do. I wish to take that to the Democrat Party and the Republican Party and get it out of the house of God. Amen. It has no business. I said it has no business in the house of God. Amen. Amen. Whose kingdom are you building? Don't ever forget the first words of Christ. The first words we hear recorded by Jesus when his mother's looking for him. Wist you not that my must be about my Father's business? Amen. He wasn't building his own kingdom. Though he was the God incarnate, amen, he was constantly pointing them to his Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Not only notice the carnality that bred competition, but notice the carnality that brought contention. Amen. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? This striving and dividing has occurred because of our jealousy and because of our carnality. We have treated the church like a corporation, and many that sit on the pews in the house of God are trying to climb the ladder to success. Amen. Hear me today. Amen. It has led to such competition. Amen. That it has divided homes, it has divided churches, and it has divided fellowships. Until like Brother Dwayne preached last night, amen, we can't hardly fellowship one with another because of our carnality. Listen, amen, you may claim spirituality is a reason why you cannot fellowship another good holiness brother. Amen. But I want to tell you something. You need to take a look in the mirror again, friend. Amen. Have you prayed that carnality through? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I want to preach to us today. Amen. We've got enough contention. Amen. Over this competition. It's time that we put it behind us. Notice what he said. So neither then is he that planteth anything. Amen. And neither he that watereth. There it is again. But God giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Hallelujah. There it is again. Back to back, Brother Dwayne. Hallelujah. Fighting for the same cause. Amen. Going to the same heaven. Amen. Hear me today. It is the carnality. Amen. In our hearts that leads to church splits. Amen. And fellowship divided. If we'll get the carnality out and become spiritual again. Amen. It would heal a lot of our division. The Holy Ghost. Amen. This contention in the church. Amen. This jealousy. This driving. Amen. People think because they pay their tithes that they ought to be able to tell what the pastor can do and can't do. Come on now. Amen. They think because they put that tithe check in every Sunday morning that they're buying a piece of the stock of the corporation. They ought to have a say in what goes on. Amen. Come on now. Amen. The church is not a corporation. It's not ran by carnal means and methods. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Men become jealous of the power and the authority of the pastor, and they begin to fight against him. Amen. I want you to notice Numbers chapter number 12. Numbers chapter 12 and verse number 1. Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because the Ethiopian woman with whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. Amen. They masked their disgruntlement with this issue. But in verse 2, we find the real core, amen, of their problem. Amen. They said in verse 2, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Help me, Holy Ghost, right here. Amen. Adam Clark in his commentary said this about these two verses. Jealousy of the power and influence of Moses was the real cause of their complaint. It is certain that both Aaron and Miriam had received a portion of the prophetic spirit, and therefore they thought that they might have a share in the government. For though there was no kind of gain attached to this government and no honor but such as came from God, yet the love of power is natural to the human mind, and in many instances men will sacrifice even honor, pleasure, and profit to the lust of power. Amen. I'm not very old, but I've seen enough church trouble to know that the root of much of our church trouble is nothing than an old-fashioned power struggle. Come on now. Amen. You're jealous of the man of God and the authority that God has given to the ministry. Amen. You're like what Brother Savage preached yesterday. Amen. You want it your way and not God's way. Amen. But the Bible still declares that the pastor is the pastor. He's the man of God for that church. And when you get in a fight with the pastor, you're picking a fight with God, and you'll lose every time. Come on now, I said you lose every time when you fight against the man of God. Amen. It's that carnality that causes us to fight against the pastor. Oh, the church trouble. We can duck our head if we want to. Amen. You ought to evangelize. I hear about church trouble all the time. Oh, church trouble that carnal men have caused. What's your motivation here this morning? Why do you think you're more spiritual than your pastor is? Come on now. I said, why do you think you're more spiritual than the preacher is? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I've seen those that tried to usurp the authority of the man of God. Amen. Their life was brought down to destruction. Come on now. Amen. What happened to Korah when he thought he could buck up against Moses? Hey, well, what happened to Miriam right here in this text that I just read to you when she bucked against the man of God? Amen. She was leprous and sent outside the camp. Amen. I'm telling you today, amen, this carnality is killing us. I know you probably don't want to take this from a younger preacher, amen, but it's still the fact of the matter, amen, this carnality is killing us. But I want to tell you today, yes, there is the characteristics of carnality and all the consequences of carnality, but there is a cure for our carnality. Help me, Holy Ghost. What is the cure? There must be a cure for carnality, for it's killing us. Amen. For those that took issue with my title today, carnal Christians, amen, I want to tell you this. Amen. You cannot stay a baby and live. A baby that stays a baby will die. If there is never any growth and any maturity, before long it will die. Amen. Paul said it best when he said, for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Amen. You may be here today, amen, and you've never grown up. I'm here to preach to you today. Amen. It's time to grow up before you are outside the church looking in. Hallelujah. Amen. You stay carnal. You stay in that carnal stage. Amen. You will cease to be in the church of the living God. For carnality is the opposite of spirituality. Amen. God, help us to realize today we've got to be more spiritual. I said we've got to become more spiritual. I believe the cure is found in verse 12 where it says, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Amen. Send that sanctifying power through Allentown Holiness Camp Meeting here on Wednesday morning and drive from us, amen, this carnality. Amen. Help us to kill the flesh. Hallelujah. Mortify the deed of the body that we might live. Hallelujah. Aren't you tired of dead dry services where you go to church head? Aren't you tired of carnality ruling and reigning in your life? I tell you what you need to do. You need to remember what Paul said when he said, sanctify holy. Hallelujah. Amen. God, help us to sanctify. Not only that, but look at verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit. There it is. There it is. Amen. There it is. Amen. Not only do we need that sanctifying work, we need a move of the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. I said we need a Holy Ghost revival that shakes from us every bit of carnality and fills us, Brother Heron, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the cure for what ails us in this hour. I said the Holy Ghost is our cure. Amen. When we get full of the Holy Ghost, amen, we will cease to be a burden to our pastor and we will be a blessing, amen, to the cause of Christ. God, help us not to be satisfied with our carnality. The Lord, fill us with the power of the Holy Ghost in this hour. Because of our carnality, amen, we have suffered many casualties. I'm fixing the clothes. Amen. We have, in many cases, it's almost as if we're Ezekiel looking over the valley, full of dry bones. Oh, oh, many times all we see. Listen, in case you think I'm down on us today, I'm not down on us. Hey, man, I'm a part of you today. I've cast my lot, just like these other brothers have said. I've cast my lot with the holiest people. Hey, amen. This is where I am. Live, die, sink, or swim. Hey, amen. I'm going to die among the holiest people. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But the fact of the matter is, many times, all we see is the skeletons of victory past. Come on now. I said all we can see is the skeletons of victory past. Amen. But here is the man of God. God sets him down in the valley that's full of bones. And behold, they were very dry. And what did God ask the man of God? He said, Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live again? Amen. I like Ezekiel's answer, for he said, ah, Lord God, thou knowest. Hallelujah. There's been a few cases where I wondered if there was any hope at all. But God told the preacher, amen, preach to the bones and tell them I'm going to put them back together. Oh, hallelujah. You know what I feel like the preachers were doing yesterday? Amen. And last night, I feel like they was preaching to the bones, amen, trying to get us together. Oh, hallelujah. And you know what I felt last night in that night service? This is just the way I felt. Amen. I could hear a little noise. Amen. And felt a little shaking. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. A little rumble in the house of God last night. Amen. You know what I think the Lord was doing? He's trying to put it back together. Ha! I said, I felt like the Lord is trying to put it back together. Did you hear the interpretation last night as the Holy Ghost said he would heal it? Hallelujah. I believe it's God's will. I said, I believe it's God's will. Amen. To put it back together. Amen. Splinters and splits and divisions among the holiest people. God send us a healing power of the Holy Ghost. Shake us in this hour. I said, Lord, shake us. I said, Lord, shake us. But he didn't stop there, did he? Oh, man, what a miracle it was to see these bones come together. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Brother Dwayne, the Lord, I'm nothing. But the Lord has allowed me to be in some of those bones shaking me. Yes, hallelujah. Where I saw things come together. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But notice what the Bible said when he looked at that situation. You cannot deny the fact that it was a move of God, a miracle from on high that brought those bones back together. Amen. But at the end of the day, all Ezekiel had, Haman, was a valley full of lifeless corpse. If he had stopped there in a few days, those bones would have went back to the same condition from which they just come from. Oh, hallelujah. And sometimes, brothers, we wonder why after 3 weeks of after the revival's been over for 3 weeks, amen, we see people return to the same state from which they come. Amen. Yes, God moved on them. Yes, the Holy Ghost moved in that meeting. I don't doubt the move of the Holy Ghost one bit. But the fact of the matter is, we stopped too soon. Hallelujah. God did not leave him in the valley as a valley full of lifeless corpses. Amen. But God had one more message for Ezekiel to preach. Amen. In the valley that day. And he said, son of man. Oh, hallelujah. Notice verse 8. And behold, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy, son of man, prophesy unto the wind, and say, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and behold, amen, breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. That's what we need right here today at Allentown Camp Meeting. We don't need just a rumble and a shake and a stir, but we need the wind of the Holy Ghost to breathe upon us the breath of life. I'm not satisfied with just a shake, but I want to see people live again. Oh, hallelujah. I said, we need the breath of the Holy Ghost, the wind to blow. I said, Lord, send the wind of the Holy Ghost and breathe upon us. In South London, a plague broke out among the people. Oh, hallelujah. And people were dying. They went to the doctors and the great healers. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Seeking a cure for the plague that was prevalent in their midst. Amen. But as they went to the great doctors and the great healers, there was no cure to offer. Amen. The doctor said, amen, we have nothing to offer you. The only thing sufficient will be for a wind from a different direction to blow through us. Amen. And drive it from us. Oh, hallelujah. I'm here to tell Allentown today. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for all the preaching and all the singing. But if it's not accompanied by the wind of the Holy Ghost, amen, it will not be sufficient. But Lord, right here on Wednesday morning, send the wind. Hallelujah. Come, oh, breath, and breathe upon us. And when that day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them golden tongues like as of fire, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands this morning. Let's ask God for the wind.